Hello, welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Today, we're tackling a critical issue that affects us all, how to spot fake news online. Welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. I'm excited to discuss this important topic with your listeners.
Let's dive right in. What is fake news, and why is it such a pervasive issue in today's digital landscape?
Fake news refers to false or misleading information presented as news. It can be entirely fabricated or distorted versions of real events. The rise of social media and online platforms has made it easier for misinformation to spread quickly, leading to confusion and distrust among the public.
That's alarming. What are some common types of fake news that people should be aware of?
There are several types, including clickbait headlines designed to grab attention without providing accurate information, satire or parody articles that are often mistaken for real news, and misleading statistics or manipulated images. Understanding these types is crucial for spotting fake news.
What are some effective strategies for individuals to identify fake news when they come across it?
One effective strategy is to check the source of the information. Look for reputable news organizations that have established editorial standards. If the source seems unfamiliar, do a quick search to verify its credibility. Additionally, look for corroborating information from multiple trustworthy outlets.
That's a great point. How can readers evaluate the credibility of a source before sharing or acting on the information?
When evaluating a source, consider the following. Is the website professional and well-designed? Does it provide clear authorship and contact information? Are there advertisements that seem excessive or misleading? Checking the About Us section can also reveal the organization's mission and reliability.
What role do social media platforms play in the spread of fake news? And what can users do to combat this?
Social media platforms can amplify fake news due to their algorithms, which prioritize engagement over accuracy. Users can combat this by being discerning about what they share. Taking a moment to verify information before posting can help reduce the spread of misinformation.
That's a valuable reminder. Are there specific fact-checking tools or websites that you recommend for verifying news articles?
Absolutely. Websites like Snopes, FactCheck.org, and PolitiFact are excellent resources for verifying claims and debunking false information. Many of these sites provide thorough analyses of trending news stories and common myths.
What about visual content? How can individuals spot fake images or manipulated videos that may accompany misleading news stories?
Visual content can be particularly deceptive. One strategy is to conduct a reverse image search using tools like Google Images or TinEye to see where else the image has appeared online. This can help determine if it has been altered or taken out of context. Always consider the source and context of any image or video.
That's a smart approach. As misinformation continues to evolve, how can we foster critical thinking skills in ourselves and others to combat fake news?
Fostering critical thinking involves encouraging curiosity and skepticism. Teach individuals to ask questions about what they read, who created this content, what evidence is presented, what might be the author's intention. Creating discussions around media literacy in schools and communities can also empower others to think critically about the information they consume.
What advice do you have for parents and educators in guiding younger generations in recognizing fake news?
Parents and educators should promote open conversations about news and media consumption. Encourage children and students to explore various sources and compare them. Incorporating lessons on media literacy into curricula can equip young people with the tools they need to navigate the information landscape effectively.
As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners about spotting fake news?
Stay informed and be proactive. Remember that misinformation can have real-world consequences, so it's vital to question the information you encounter. By developing good habits and utilizing the resources available, we can all play a part in combating fake news.
Thank you for sharing your insights on this critical issue. This has been an enlightening discussion on how to spot fake news online.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.